Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
This is a big game for one Cavalier in particular. We'll tell you who right after this. Sebastian Maniscalco. You can win tickets to him to the It Ain't Right Tour. Friday, February 7th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Just enter the word Queens. Q-U-E-E-N-S, Queens. Is that your favorite borough of New York?
Oh, wow, it's top five for sure.
Enter Queens by the end of the hour at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win. It's all from Live Nation and Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Sebastian Maniscalco, It Ain't Right Tour. You can go see it by entering the code word 92.3thefan.com. This is a big game for one Cavalier in particular. Been telling you all hour. We got Justin Termini at 7:20. The Cavalier, in particular, Lima. In this game, between the 31-4 Cleveland Cavaliers and the 30-5 Oklahoma City Thunder, is who, Anthony?
Darius.
Darius Garland.
Yeah, Darius has been so good this year.
Why?
It has been so much fun to watch him and, quite frankly, be wrong about him. Because I was very worried. I had him in every trade machine, every single way I could try to figure out a way that we could get wings by trading Darius Garland. I was doing that in the offseason. And supposedly, according to reports, I mean, I wasn't alone. Maybe the Cavs were looking too, because there was a lot of chatter about potential trades surrounding Darius. Unfortunately, his value had bottomed out.
And I remember we heard that there was a rumor that he was going to ask for a trade after the season.
Right,
if
that
they
was
were
out there
to,
as well.
If Donovan was to sign his extension, which was BS.
And fortunately for the Cavs, that he did bottom out and nobody did really want him, or they couldn't really make a deal work, because he has been sensational this year. I mean, I think you make the argument he has been not only playing at a career level, I mean, does he not look like a top five point guard in
looks
the entire
amazing.
NBA?
I mean, he looks amazing.
Does he not look like maybe, this
he
almost
looks
seems,
amazing.
You know, poor man Steph. I don't even know if that's fair to Darius. I mean, it seems like he's been better than that. Mm-hmm. So the guy shot the ball, lights out from start to finish. 43% for three-point range, by far a career best for him. But also not really turning the ball over like he is accustomed to. Not making those bad decisions. And it seems like he's a step ahead of the defenses. And really the only terrible game he's had this year was the game where he went up against Boston in that first Boston game. And it seemed like they were coming at him in waves. And they are the one team that has the perimeter defenders to do it. The other team, Oklahoma City. And they play them tonight. No Alex Caruso.
Mm-hmm.
He is out, and he is one of the peskiest defenders in the league. So that's good. That's good for both him and Donovan Mitchell. They've also got a rookie that's been sensational defensively. He's not playing in the game either. And then no Chet. So not that that would have mattered nearly as much. That matters more for Evan Mobley.
Don't like the name Chet.
But this is still going to be a test, because this is the other team that has all the great perimeter defenders. Two teams have them. Two teams have all the perimeter defenders, Boston and Oklahoma City. So it's no surprise both Boston and Oklahoma City are the favorites to get to the NBA Finals this year.
They have a very interesting schedule coming up. I mean, they have Oklahoma City here, then Toronto, Indiana, then at Oklahoma City on the 16th, then Minnesota. Phoenix is not the Phoenix that we're used to here over the last few years.
He's benched Beal.
Houston has been great. What's the thing about the no trade clause or whatever? He might waive it or something like that. So it's not very good in Phoenix. So that's not on Martin Luther King Day, that is not the type of matchup that we thought it was going to be at home against the Phoenix Suns. 76ers, you know, they're trying to crawl out of the hell. You got Houston coming. I mean, you got this weird schedule coming up where there's a couple of games that I think are kind of measuring stick games. And I go back to the first game against Boston. You mentioned this yesterday on the phone, and I go back to that first game against Boston. I remember my mentions during that game, and it was very anti-Darius Garland. And I went, Judas Priest, you guys start off that well. You have one game, didn't go his way against Boston, which you made it a competitive, a really good game towards the end. He didn't give up on that game. And I'm seeing all the nasty stuff about Darius. Now, that was, it feels like it was eons ago. That first game was on November 19th. That's before Thanksgiving. That's last year. Maybe the people's thoughts have changed now that you've had more of a season where it's like, hey, man, this is a good basketball player again. This is a guy that is a core four type of player for your future. But I do worry that if they go out there and he struggles tonight, even if they win, it'll be less. But if they go out there and he struggles tonight against Oklahoma City and they lose, like tomorrow, then it becomes the DG stuff. Because I think people have their guys on certain teams they like to beat up on. They like to say are overrated. And you're not going to go after Donovan Mitchell. You're not going to want to go after Evan Mobley, maybe a little bit for some people. Jared Allen, I think, is such a good player and such a plumber of a player, you don't need to worry about it. We've done it with the Guardians. We certainly do it with the Browns. I think that Darius is the guy for the Cavaliers. I think you're 100% right. This is a prove it game for him, even with some of the injuries, where if he goes out there, he fills it up, puts up 25 plus, they win the game. I think the conversation gets even better with him coming up tomorrow morning.
Well, yeah, and it's like could be a breakthrough moment. It's not that I don't, I mean, the Cavs can beat Oklahoma City. They certainly can. These two teams are, do we get a point spread, Mitch? Do we have a point spread on
tonight's
game?
Would you take them? Now, I've only seen Oklahoma City a handful of times, and I told you I saw them over the week I was off, right? What was the spread?
2.5.
2.5.
For who?
Cleveland.
We are favored.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
I said at the beginning of the year when they were going on the original streak that if they beat Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals, mm-hmm. they would win the NBA Finals. You were surprised. Would you believe that now?
Still too early to tell. I mean, Oklahoma City is really, really good, and they're doing this without Chet. They're doing this without their Evan Mobley. So that's what's incredible about them, and they've been the best draft.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Team in the NBA, they still have like 20 draft picks to trade too. They still could make their team better depending. So both teams have the brightest future in the league right now, it looks like, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you'd have to say that. The only thing is, both these teams haven't really done it in the playoffs. You know, neither of these teams have been able to do it. Now, basically, everybody is saying, especially with Luka injured, Kyrie injured, Dallas, you know, was the team that came out of the West last year. I can't find anybody that doesn't think Oklahoma City is going to be the team to come out of the West. They look like they are head and shoulders above the rest of the teams out there.
Yeah, they look fantastic over there. And again, I haven't seen them as much as you have this year. I've been able to see them a handful of times, and they do look like they're the real deal over there. But I also think there's another point to it where Darius Garland, in the post game on Sunday after Charlotte, he had mentioned, you know, the guy's not necessarily taking them seriously around the league. The pundits, inside the NBA stuff, things like that. And maybe the word disrespect gets thrown around. Here's Darius Garland in the post game on Sunday after the win over the Hornets.
Don't know why. I wish I had an answer to that, because I think that we deserve to have the recognition. being the best team in the league, especially with the group that we have, the brand of basketball that we play. I think it's really exciting. I think it's fun. I think it's actual great basketball, and it should be shown a lot more. It should be just really out there, in my opinion. But I guess a small market, that's the only thing I can really think of, to be honest with you.
What makes Darius interesting, he is an undersized guard. You went and you traded for another undersized guard. A lot of people don't believe that that would be a recipe for success. It's been very successful. But anytime people have had a chance to beat up on Darius Garland, they have taken that and they have ran with it. If he goes out and doesn't play well tonight, and he doesn't play well against Houston, if he doesn't play well, you know, the next time they play Boston, or he doesn't play well against the Knicks, then you get this empty calorie argument. And then it's statements like that that people attack. Because you and I talked about it yesterday. I don't think they're disrespected. I think that people disrespect the league. I think they're bored by the league. But we're watching a 31-4 basketball team. I'm having a blast, and I think every Cavs fan is. But if they win tonight and he plays well, and he continues to play well against the Knicks, against the Celtics, against, as I told you, Houston just a second ago, he plays well against those teams, then yeah, you know what? I start to believe Darius to go, give us our respect. Because every team wants to be an underdog. Every team wants to feel that they're disrespected. Doesn't matter. They'll create it. They'll say it. Doesn't matter. I want to feel that way towards Darius because it's been a fight over these last few years. Are the Cavaliers a better team with Darius Garland? This year, there's no question. No question. But there does feel to a lot of fans that there's more teams willing to roll over and die than there have been in the past. And because, like, the NBA Cup and the different scheduling there, we've had a few of those teams on the schedule more than we thought we were going to have.
Well, yeah. I mean, think about it. You have three teams, and Boston has slipped a little bit. But you have three teams, Boston and Oklahoma City and the Cavs, that have all the wins. I mean, they're beating everybody. And now the Cavs, what's most impressive is they are destroying teams. They're not just beating teams. And they're doing it on a West Coast trip. When can you ever in your lifetime remember any Cavs team, especially the ones, the best we've ever had with LeBron? We would wake up in the morning and go, they did that against Sacramento. You know,
LeBron took the West Coast trip off, right?
he would periodically take his time away. So they are rewriting a lot of the record, certainly the team record books, they are rewriting. And when you get to this stage where you are 31-4, and man, Oklahoma City is 30-5. When you get to this stage, there's really not much to doubt them except what they haven't accomplished yet. Well, that's all playoff stuff for both these teams. So notice, ESPN flexed into this game tonight. Oklahoma City and the Cavs next week got flexed by TNT. You're getting that respect now. Now, I tried to think about this. What would the Cavs record have to be where people would actually pick them over Boston? And I don't know that it exists. Like, maybe if the Cavs won 74 games... Which is that what they're on pace to do right now?
78-4.
If they went 78-4,
would people pick them over the Celtics?
I still think most people would pick Boston, and they'd say it's why.
The
playoffs are different. Playoffs are different. The level of physicality is different. That'd be something, right? I mean, my God. And the fact that Cavs, it's not like they're just Johnny tryhards for 48 minutes a night. They're not playing in the fourth quarters of a lot of these games. Atkinson is doing a great job of getting the bench guys in. Look at the Knicks
guys. You can try as hard
as the Knicks guys are playing 40 minutes a night.
Yes. You can play your ass off and you're still not going to be able to shoot 40% from three and lead the league the entire year range.
Now here's the other interesting thing. So Thunder are coming off a win over the Celtics, who were pretty much fully healthy in that last game. Do you know what they held Boston to in the second half? Hmm. I'm looking at the box score right now. 27 points. That's right. So they are going to defend you. Mm-hmm. They are going to make life uncomfortable. So these easy forays to the basket that the Cavs get against the Hornets, not happening tonight. They're going to have to earn it. But with that said, Vegas has them favored. They're at home. That place is going to be rocking. This is going to be an awesome showcase for both these teams, really. But I think it's going to be an even more awesome showcase because what if Darius goes out there and goes 5-7 from three and limits the turnovers and handles all that pressure? And then Evan Mobley should have a huge advantage tonight because, again, they don't have Chet. He should feast in tonight's game. As long as he doesn't get a little slippery with the basketball, handling the basketball, he should dominate tonight. You imagine if they they win maybe an easy one, maybe a convincing one.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, what are we going to be saying about this team?
That will change the conversation about them.